Dear brothers and sisters, in this today's gospel, Christ Jesus speaks about the greatest meaning of chastity. Until the coming of Christ, infidelity was measured only based on acts, actions. He, Jesus, on the other hand, proposes a new measure, which is holiness. And holiness is not only not doing evil, but orientating the whole being towards good. And only then can the true happiness be achieved. Today, Christ invites us to radical love. Just as his love for us was total, he offers us a life in which we give ourselves without reserves, without limits. Therefore, in this context, the chastity of Christian marriage makes sense. I explain, my whole being belongs to my partner, including my intentions. I say again, the Christian chastity makes sense now, which is, my whole being belongs to my partner, my wife, my husband, including my intentions. This is a priority relationship because he must give a meaning to all my other relationship with the world. That's why I give you this simple question to think about. Who do I think of when I walk down the street, at work, during my time of pleasure, let's say exercising, cooking, watching TV? Who do I think of? Loving means directing my whole being towards another person, starting with the gaze, with the look. Not only a look of eyes, but above all the look that means interest in the other, in a total and exclusive way. You must make resignations. I mean, we must make resignations. But these are nothing more than the necessary investment to gain something much more valuable, which is full love. And we have the perfect example of full love is Mary, our mother. She gave everything just to gain also the best reward, become the mother of the Savior. She doesn't have any eyes for another purpose of life, just to be the wife of her husband Joseph, the mother of Jesus, and to fulfill God's plan. She gave all her being for the salvation of the world. And you and myself, in a certain way, also we are called to give all our being without reserve, exclusively to someone. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please we stand.